It's always awkward when you're out on a date and then somebody from your past shows up.
Oh my gosh, oh, yes. Geez.
One time I was out on a date and then my old imaginary friend from high school showed up, Spaghetti Larry. And then Spaghetti Larry started hitting on my date and he and I got into an argument. And before I know it, my date's running out of the place and Spaghetti Larry and I are in a fist fight.
Oh, man.
And then I end up in handcuffs, stateless at the end of the evening.
Damn it, Larry!
Spaghetti Larry always ruins everything.
That guy.
And Kyle, who's on the phone to do a second date update right now, ended up running into somebody from his past while he was out on a date. Not sure if it was his imaginary friend or somebody else, but Kyle, who did you run into when you were out on your date?
I bumped into my ex.
Ooh. Oh, I was really going to hope you were saying like your ex-teacher or your ex-boss.
That's worse than getting into a fist fight with your imaginary friend on a first date.
Yeah.
So tell us, before you get into running into your ex, where'd you meet the girl that you went out with?
I met her on Tinder, though. Like, I had good vibes from her photo, not to sound pervy, but, you know, it was good. Like, you know, we both swiped. We both swiped to each other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we met up for a couple of drinks at this local bar, and this girl, Megan, she's great, beautiful. We were vibing, so then I went to the bar to get some drinks, you know? And then right there, lo and behold, I saw my ex, Kathy, who I just broke up with like a month ago. So still fresh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought this was like an old ex.
Yeah.
And did you guys leave things on good terms or was this a bad breakup?
Yeah, it was pretty messy. Like she's been stalking me. She's been talking to my friends. She's been calling my parents, seeing like how I'm doing. And I've blocked her from my phone. I've blocked her off Facebook and she's still like trying to get in my life through other people. And it's just like, I'm just trying to just cut her off. And I don't know. That's what kind of annoyed me when I saw it at my favorite bar. I'm like, you know, this is my bar. Like, I brought you here the first time, like, we dated. Like, why are you here again? Like,
yeah. That's what happens in breakups. Somebody always gets the bar.
Yeah.
Right.
And so this was your bar, and she was there probably waiting for you, it sounds like.
Yeah, she probably was.
Whoa.
So she's all drunk. She comes over to me and just starts, like, bawling and, like, hugging me and saying, like, we could still make it right and all this and that.
Oh,
and I'm just like,
gosh.
Dude, I'm in a date right now. Stop. It was very excruciating.
Did the girl that you were out on a date with see her talking to you?
Yeah.
I have no idea because I brought her to the back because she was starting to make a scene and everyone was looking. So I was like, all right, let's just talk in the back. You know?
Oh, man.
Did you get her to leave after you guys went to the back?
I finally calmed her down and I got her out.
How long did this go on? How long was Megan sitting there while you're in the back trying to calm down your ex-girlfriend who's in tears?
I was trying to just get her out like as soon as possible, but I don't know. It almost became like half an hour. Like 15, 20 minutes. Yeah, yeah.
Was she still waiting for you at the table when you got back?
That's the thing. Like when I went back, she was gone.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
If you see your date go into the back with another woman, chances are you should probably leave.
Yeah, and that's what pissed me off because, like, I didn't get a chance to explain the situation. So I actually texted her, right? And I was like, hey, where you at? You know? And she texted me back, nice try. I don't play like that.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh.
So she definitely saw you go back there with your ex. Probably doesn't even know the whole situation and thought something else was going on.
Yeah, she probably thought I was macking on some other chick when I was trying to get a drink. And she probably thought, oh, I'm a player. Like, I'd probably think the same way, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I would think the same thing if that happened
That's
to me.
How it looks.
Was that the last thing you heard from her, just that text, or did you guys talk more?
That was it. Like, I texted her, let me explain, but just a wall of silence.
Yeah, I don't blame. I mean, there's so many red flags there. Even if you weren't hitting on another person, like, there's a crazy ex involved. Even then, that explanation.
Yeah.
I mean,
baggage.
It just. Are you ready to date?
Yeah, I've been ready to date for the past 6 months since I was dating Kathy, okay? She's a psychopath. And, like, I that's why I'm calling you guys, because, like, I want to move on. And Megan's awesome. And I just want a second chance because, like, I get it, it's a first impression, but, like, that's not me.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Awesome. Thank you, man.
Yeah, man. Hang on. Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, Kyle is on the phone, and Kyle basically went on a first date with his ex-girlfriend.
Because yeah, kind of.
He ended up spending more time with her than he did with the girl that he actually was out with. He met a girl off of Tinder. Her name is Megan. They went out to his favorite bar, and who was there? His ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
When he walked to go get some drinks, his ex approached him in tears, and then he had to pull her to the back of the bar and have like a half an hour conversation. During that time, Megan, the girl that he was out with, left and hasn't talked to him since, other than a text message that just said, "I don't play like that."
Oh, man.
So we're assuming she saw him talking to his ex and doesn't know the full story. He at least wants to get her on the phone and tell her, "Hey, that was my ex-girlfriend. That doesn't mean anything." All right, Kyle, are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Kyle, this is going to be a really hard sell to get her to go out with you again.
Hey, I'm the victim in all of this, okay? Like, I didn't get a chance to explain what happened. It's not my fault. This is a circumstance that happened beyond my control.
Yes.
And I feel like I deserve another chance because, like, my ex scared her away from me than me. At least have me alienate you, not my ex, you know?
If I'm going to screw this date up, I want it to be on my own terms, not my ex-girlfriend's terms.
Correct.
Okay, I'm dialing her phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Megan there?
This is she.
Hey, Megan, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I don't know who that is.
You've never heard the radio show before, Brooke and Jubal in the Morning?
Is this like a prank call?
No, it isn't. My name is Jubal, and I host the radio show that I just mentioned. It's called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
And I have a question for you.
Look, is this going to take a really long time?
No, it won't take a long time. It's actually about somebody that you know.
All right, so what?
And the guy that wanted us to call you today, his name is Kyle. Do you remember going out with
him? No, I'm not doing that. I'm not, I don't want anything to do with him.
Yeah.
No. You don't have to have anything to do with him, but we just want to know why you're not calling him back. He said that you left your date early, and then all he heard from you was a text message that said, "You don't play like that," so.
No. I got nothing for him. I got nothing for you. I got nothing.
Whoa.
Can you at least give us a little bit so we can tell him what the problem is?
I mean, he should know what the problem is. We were there 15 minutes, and he went off to, like, have a private huddle with some drunk girl in the corner. And so I thought, okay, she's easy pickings because she's already wasted. I don't even know what. And so I'm like, I'm out of here. F*** all this, you know.
Yeah.
And I go outside, and she follows me outside.
What?
This hysterical mess of mascara follows me outside, reeking of tequila.
Oh, my gosh.
And angry. And she's like, "You can't have him. He doesn't want you. She proceeds to tell me that they slept together the night before.
Oh, what? Boy.
And that he was still in love with her, and she was a mess.
Okay. I was going to say, you know, when you started talking about the girl crying, I was like, going to explain the story that was his ex-girlfriend, but apparently you already know all of that.
Oh, no, I know everything about the relationship. I know that he cheated on her 3 months in.
What?
I know they had a pregnancy scare.
What?
Like, I know everything. Oh, yeah.
How do you know all this?
This girl got deep.
She got deep, dude. She got deep in a short amount of time, and because she comes out, okay, here's the deal. She comes out all combative. And I'm like, you know, you keep him. You can have him. I don't want him. I was like, this is a first date. And it sort of felt like, if I'm being honest, it sort of felt like I was used as a pawn in their relationship drama.
What?
Oh, wait, you, so
no
you, wait,
way.
Hold on.
Like,
you
he
think
took
it
you to
was...
that bar knowing that she was there, so she would
yeah,
see it?
Yeah, that's really what it felt like to me.
No.
So did you feel sorry for her?
I mean, at first I was like, all right, I'm going to take my earrings off and this is going to happen. You know, in a real way. And then she was just so broken and defeated and I, you know, I started consoling her because she was sick with grief.
Yeah.
And now we're Facebook friends, I guess.
What? So, now you're Facebook friends with his crazy ex?
I guess, man. She asked me my name, and like 2 seconds later when I finally get an Uber, it's like, you have a friend request. And it's like, wow. Okay.
How long were you talking to her?
Honestly, it was like 15 minutes. Because like after she realized I am not a threat and I was disgusted myself with the man, then she needed a hug. And she started talking about, you know, the sisterhood of women and how we're treated so badly.
Oh, my God. I feel, I just even hear this story, I'm like, you're the angel that was put into her life to help her get over her ex.
I spent the entire night consoling his ex while I wait for my Uber.
That's pretty good first date story.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys set people up, but if anybody needs it, hey. You
know. They need it. Huh?
Well, we don't set people up often except to tell them that Kyle is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you right now.
Ha ha.
No, I'm serious. No, I'm 100% serious, Megan.
No, man. Seriously?
Yeah.
Megan, it's me, Kyle. Holy shit. Did that really happen?
I don't know why you're even on the phone right now.
I'm so sorry this happened. I didn't know she confronted you in the parking lot. That's insane. That's crazy.
Yeah, this whole thing is crazy, and you made it even weirder by doing all of this stuff instead of just letting it die.
The reason I wanted to contact you is because I want to explain on my end what happened, and I just want to get a second chance.
No. Are you out of your mind?
I know.
Not in a million years. Not in a million years.
No.
Would I ever subject myself to that again? And besides, man, I got to be honest. I know everything. I know way too much about everything. So with that intel, I could confidently tell you there is zero interest.
Oh.
Hey, I don't know what she told you, but I'm just saying right now, at least 30% of that stuff she told you is not true.
At least 30%. You're not claiming that all of it's not true,
That's not
Kyle?
A very good percentage, Kyle.
Well, I mean, dude, she's a liar, but I don't know. Sometimes she says, like, some truthful stuff, but she's messed up in the head. So, I mean, I would not take what she says.
You guys
literally.
Are perfect for each other. You guys, honestly, could not be more perfect for one another. So, I am out. I'm out. Peace out.
Well, don't say it yet, Megan. I haven't even asked you yet. Would you like to go out on a second date with Kyle? We will pay for it.
Come on.
Free date.
I know, but hell no would I want to go out with Kyle again.
I think that Megan may be the smartest woman we ever had on a second date.
Thank you. If you get women that actually say yes to this, then there is a big problem with us females.
Come on. It's just been a whole big misunderstanding. I got screwed because my ex was at a bar. Like, it was just a weird situation. It was like a weird... I had nothing to do with that. Like, I'm a nice guy. I, you know, we were vibing a lot.
Yeah, no, we were vibing at the beginning, and then I spent more time vibing with your ex-girlfriend over what douche you are.
I mean, Kyle, you've got to just give it up. Imagine if the tables were turned and it was her ex-boyfriend at the bar and this scene went down.
I would totally understand. I would totally understand.
You're such a liar.
Easy to say.
Yeah, right. Well, Megan, thank you for being honest with us and telling us what happened.
Yeah, no problem.
And better luck in the future on your dating life, okay?
God willing.